You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. I want to begin to talk to you about something today that's extremely important to us here at Kurt Owen Ministries, and that is the local church. And I don't know how long this one's going to go, but we're going to cover a lot of scripture. And when I talk about the importance of the local church, I'm also going to be talking about the importance of the office of the pastor, okay? And there's a lot that's going to go into this. I'm going to tell you, give you some anecdotal history and things from my own personal life. But, you know, we started to get in this a couple weeks ago when we did a broadcast on Pastors Appreciation Month, which was in October. And I know that this is actually going to air about the middle of November, if you're not watching this on the website. But, you know, there's a new year coming, and a lot of times at the new year, people begin to think about life and things like that. And so I want to talk to you about the importance of the local church. Now, even if you already go to church, you're going to need to listen to this because I've met literally thousands of people who have no idea why we actually go to church. They just don't, okay? And they think they do. They think it's, you know, for whatever reason, well, because just to honor God. Well, there's more to it than that. Also, it's important that if you're a pastor or you believe you're called to pastor, that you listen to these messages because I believe it's going to stir you up on how important you are. Because I understand, you know, we talked about this at Pastor's Appreciation. I know a lot of times it seems like the people don't appreciate what you're doing, but I want to reaffirm to you the importance of what you're doing, okay? And as we get into this, there's a lot that I believe that I'm going to share. But I want to start with 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to look in verse 14. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, first off, I want you to notice how important this is. This is so important that Paul is communicating this to Timothy that, man, even if I'm delayed a little bit, I need you to know this, and I need you to know this right now. Okay, you need to get a hold of this. Okay, and so this is important that it was important to Paul. It was important to Timothy. Now remember, Timothy was a young pastor. And this is important to you, okay? This is important to you in your life. Pastors, this is important that you understand this. Now he goes on here and he says, so that you might know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, we might talk more about this later, but notice there is a way that you ought to conduct yourself in church. You just don't show up to church and just do whatever you want to do. And maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that later, about those things. That's not about religious. It's not about legalism. It's just there is a way you ought to conduct yourself. But here's what I want to get to, which is the church, how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Now, you know, years ago, and I think we might have talked about this on some other broadcasts, but years ago, there was this thought process that it was the building, the church building, that was the most important thing. As long as you showed up to the building, as long as you didn't dishonor the building, as long as you acted right in the building, then everything was good. I mean, I don't know if you ever watch much TV or you've ever associated with it many people that were in organized crime, but especially with the Italians and them being Catholic, you know, they'd be there on Sunday to receive communion. They'd make sure their kids receive communion. But then we'd go back to killing on Monday. I mean, then you go back to stealing. You go back to all these things. And then even among organized crime. And I've heard that it's still the same with cartels today, that as long as, you know, when you're in the building, you're not going to dishonor the building, right? And so when they had powwows or they wanted to parlay or they wanted to, you know, talk, they would go to the church because that was considered safe haven because of the building. Okay, well, there was another side to that, though, that what would happen is that people, they would have this thing, well, church is church and business is business, right? And so they'd leave the building, and as long as they acted right in the building, that was good. But once they left the building, right, they just live whatever way they want to. They would, and I'm not just talking about the mafia, I'm talking about regular Christian folks would lie, cheat, and steal in business, you know, all these different things that would happen, and it didn't matter. I mean, I've met deacons of churches that were some of the biggest thieves you've ever met, just as long as they didn't steal at church. Some of the biggest liars you ever met, just as long as they didn't lie at church. Some of the biggest cussers you've ever met, just as long as they didn't cuss in church, right? Because they honored the building. And so then the Lord begins to talk to us about that it's not the building that's the church. It's us, we his people that are at the church. We that have received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And if you have not done that, Michael's going to give you a chance to do that at the end of this broadcast. But then we get into this deal where people begin to realize you are the church. So you know what? Just because you're not at the church building, it matters whether you lie or not. It matters whether you steal or not. It matters whether you kill or not. It matters whether you just let your tongue do whatever it wants to do. Because you are the church. Because Jesus dwells in you. And that is true. That we are the body of Christ, we are the church of the living God, and members in particular. That is absolutely true. You know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you are the church. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you are the church. When you chose to lie, you were the church. When you chose to do the wrong thing, you were the church. And so God began to bring this revelation and God began to point this out, that you are the church. Why? Because he was trying to get his people to realize that you took him everywhere with you. This is the reason that it is a terrible prayer to pray, God be with us. Because he said he would never leave you nor forsake you, and you are the temple of the living God, and that's who you are. That Jesus dwells on the inside of you. He doesn't jump in and jump out, because you are the church. Are you with me? Now, but then there became a problem with that. You know, it's interesting how people have trouble driving in the middle of the road in the things of God. Because they just want to head to one ditch or the other. And you know, I can't fault them because I've been in a few ditches myself. Okay, but we eventually need to keep the car out of either ditch and keep it in the middle of the road. And so what I'm believing that the Lord wants me to emphasize over these next broadcasts is the fact that, you know, there is a building that you should go to, because this is what happened. We began to get established in the fact that we are the church, and you want to know what? People abandon the building. It doesn't matter whether I go to church. I can watch it online, which I'm gonna go over some things where that's concerned. As we go along, you're going to find out that, no, you can't just watch church online. And there's scripturally, you can't do that. People say, well, there's nothing in the Bible about being online. Well, I guess you're going to have to find out, aren't you? But people began to go to the other ditch. Well, I'm the church, so I don't need to go to the building. You know, it's okay if I blow it off this Sunday or this midweek. It doesn't really matter what's going on down there at the building because I am the church. Well, that's wrong. That's completely wrong, because here we have Paul saying that it's important enough that he needs to address some things. And he says basically there's a building, which is the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Okay, so there is a building. There's a building you should show up at. There's a place that you were appointed to go. And we're going to talk about this when we get over into the pastor's office, that, you know, you don't actually get to even select the building yourself. God has chosen a place for you to go. And now we can look at some criteria if you are, you know, everybody at some point or another has trouble hearing from God. I've had trouble hearing from God. And so we can talk about what you should be looking for in a local church while you're waiting God to speak to you specifically about where you're to go. By the way, you could believe that God sent you someplace and you might not supposed to be there because it's contrary to the Word of God. But we'll get into that, because really it's true. Where you go to church is really can be a matter of life and death, and I'm going to prove that to you scripturally. And a lot of times people just don't value the building. They think they can just go anywhere. They think they can just do anything, because people say, well, I'm going to move. Well, is there a church there? Don't know, but there's a good paying job. Well, the good paying job is not the pillar in the ground of the truth. There is a place that Jesus has appointed for you to go, and he wants you to habitually be in church, not out of religious obligation. There's a reason he wants you there. But church is a building. And sometimes I've heard people say, well, no, churches were in house to house, and maybe we'll pick up there tomorrow. But it was more than just house to house. I mean, there's 3,000 people saved on the day of Pentecost. Did they all show up to Pete's house? Man, that would have been a conversation, wouldn't it? Hey, honey, got a few friends coming by for church. Yeah, about 3,000. Yeah, we're not going to be able to see the yard for a while. Our neighbors are going to be upset, but we'll get into that later, okay? But you need to understand that there is a building, that you are the church. That is true. But there is also a building that you should be attending locally. Now, locally, I once drove 3 hours every weekend to go to church. So, I mean, that's, you know, local is a subjective term, I guess. But you are, that there is a way, Paul is saying here, this is so important, I needed to let you know this. Now, once you get born again, it's important that you get into a good local church. But the most important thing is that you be born again. And right now, Michael's going to give you that opportunity. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Stay tuned for these important messages.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and accepting me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@kurtowen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boot,